staff are being pushed their absolute limits concerning their working hours and the pay and conditions that they're currently working in. These are social care workers, childcare workers and other people who have to do sleepovers as part of their working week. As you're aware, the average working week should be about 48 hours, but our members are regularly doing an approximately 63-hour a week, which encompasses these 8-hour sleepovers.
These sleepovers are not being counted in terms of pay or in terms of hours as part of the working week.
No, they've been doing, so let's say a social care worker, for example, they're contracted weekly to do a 39-hour week. But this is above and beyond. It's frequently that our members are doing 63-hour weeks on average because of, let's say, an additional 2 or 3 sleepovers been included on top of that 39-hour a week, where they're paid about approximately €45 or less for that 8-hour period. Where they're frequently awoken during the night by service users, either children or people with intellectual and physical disabilities, assisting them to go to the bathroom or other nighttime occurrences. So they're not getting the rest, or they're not, and additionally then, they're not being paid or getting the due rest between times during their shifts.
Now, this would appear to be in breach of EU and Irish working time legislation. So why is it still the case?
It is. This has been, we brought this case by 2005, because it is clear breach of the working time legislation in Ireland and the EU Directive on Working Time Act. So, I mean, we've been arguing with the employers about this for quite some time, but under the Haddington Road Agreement, the agreements between the unions and the government was that this had to be reached conclusion by the 31st of December of 2013. This did not happen. So the issue was referred to the Labour Court, and the Labour Court referred it back out to the Labour Relations Commission to reach conclusion by the 31st of May. We're holding a meeting tonight in Letterkenny, in the Letterkenny Impact Office on Port Road, to inform our members about the current situation that's happening, what's happening with the Labour Relations Commission, as well as more information about why this is really coming to the fore right now.
And finally then, are you optimistic that a resolution will be found?
We are indeed optimistic. I mean, this is finally reaching a fore. We're very much aware of the situation from the employer side, but we're really trying to fight for our members to make sure that they have the decent working conditions, decent pay and work adequate hours, whereby they have the rest and relaxation they need to be able to fully care for the people who really do need these services.